Beginning with Parshas Lech Lecha, the end of Parshas Noach, and all the way through to Parshas Chayisor, we learn about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's name was changed in Parshas Lech Lecha from Avram to Avraham, the Hey, which according to Chazal was reflective of the name of one of the letters of the name of Hashem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, was added to Avram. Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. And there are many different interpretations of what that sentence meant. Avram represents Bracha Vaye Bracha, and Hamon Goyim could refer to the various tribes of Israel, perhaps. It could refer to other nations, and that's something that we want to investigate. We're going to begin our study today with a Mishnah in the first perek of Bikurim. In Bikurim we have two mitzvahs, we have Havas Bikurim, and we have Kriyas HaParsha. And in the Parsha that's read when a person brings his Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, he states, Asher Nishba Hashem Lavosenu Loseis Lono. He thanks Hashem for the land and the produce of the land that was given by divine promise, by divine oath, to the Avos, and we have inherited it from the Avos. Lavosenu Loseis Lono. The Mishnah wants to know, what is the situation of a ger? After all, how does he pronounce Lavosenu, Asher Nishba Hashem Lavosenu? His forefathers were not our forefathers. And how does he have a right or the ability to recite the Parash of Bikurim? And based on this, the Mishnah paskins, and it doesn't seem to be an issue, there doesn't seem to be a plukta about it in the Mishnah, Elu Mevim V'lo Korin, there are those individuals who are chayiv on the one hand in Havas Bikurim, but they don't have the possibility of reading the Parsha Bikurim. Hager, and the first category is the ger, the convert to Judaism, Mevi V'eino Kore. Why is he excluded from the mitzvah of Kriya? She'eina yochel lomar asher nishba Hashem lavosenu. We cannot pronounce the sentence, that verse in Parshas Kisavo, that God, you have promised the land to Avosenu. Unless, as the Mishnah comments, his mother is Miyisrael, then he's Mevi V'kori. And if the Mishnah would have stopped here, okay, the Gerim are excluded from the mitzvah of Kriyas HaParsha in the case of Bikurim. In fact, they're not the only ones who are excluded from Kriyas HaParsha. We'll see that Noshim are also Pturos, because it says, Loseis Lanu, the land was not divided up amongst the women folk. So I wouldn't lose any sleep over the fact that the Ger is potter from Kriyas Bikurim. However, now the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah now expands this principle of Ein HaGer Yochel Lomar Avosenu and applies it to Tefillah. And in Tefillah, we begin Tefillah by saying, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avosenu. Once again, Elokei Avosenu, says the Mishnah, Ger Mispalel, Kshumispalel, if it's Beino Levein Atzmo, in his own private Shmon Esrei, then what we call Tefillah Lachash, the Shtil Shmon Esrei, Omer Elokei Avos Yisrael. He cannot say Avosenu, our forefathers, but the fathers, God, the father of Yisrael. Ukshu Bebeis HaKnesses, and even if he serves as a Shliach Tzibur in a Beis HaKnesses, in which case there's a problem because he has to recite the Nusach that's appropriate. Omer, he cannot say Elokei Avosenu, but what he can say is Elokei Avosechem. So when he's davening his private Shmon Esrei, he says Elokei Avos Yisrael, and in public he says Elokei Avosechem, as if he was addressing himself to the Tzibur and telling him, God is the God of your father, of your fathers. But again, the Mishnah goes on to tell you, if his mother was Yisrael, then he could say Elokei Avosenu like every other Jew. And the Rambam received a question from a ger, who apparently learned this Mishnah, and asked the Rambam, does he, as a ger, have to change his nusach when he davens? He was taken aback by this Mishnah. It was a big surprise to him. And the Rambam in the Tshuva writes that ein halacha kemishnah zu, that we don't paskin like this Mishnah. That was a big surprise because we don't find any dissenting view in this Mishnah. If you take a look in the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah, he says, Haramam kosav she'ein halacha kemishnah zu, elager mevi vikori, umatzi lememar lavosenu loseslanu. Indeed, the ger has the ability to recite lavosenu, to call God the God of his forefathers. And why is that? Mipnei sha'aretz kvar nitna liavram vehu av legerim. Avram Avinu is the father of nations. And which nations? It means members of the other nations who come to be misgayer, to convert and join Klal Yisrael. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, ki av hamon goyim nisaticha. So the Rambam interprets that this pasuk, av hamon goyim, establishes that Avram Avinu is the father of the gerim, and therefore the ger can say avosenu. Vidarshinan bey, and the Rambam refers to the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel, that when Hashem changed Avram's name, he said to Avram l'sha'avar in the past, ha'isa av la'aram, you were the father of Aram, and that's called Avram, but achshav now, ata av l'chol ha'olam, you're a father in potential for any member of any nation in the world. And then the Rambam adds, v'chein, and therefore, k'shu mispalel bein, beino levein atzmo bein, bebeis ha'knesses, whether it's in his private shmonesrei or as a shliach tzibu, omer, he says exactly what we say, elokei avoseinu afilu ein imo Yisrael, he is a total, complete ger. And I want to point out to you, which we don't have time for now, but the Rav Zichrono Livracha published a sefer called Kovetz Chidushei Torah, which has two parts to it. The first part is a group of about seven mamorim, of seven essays that were written by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, by the Rav's father, Zichrono Livracha. The first of which on the list is Ger Mevi Vikore. That's the name of the piece. And he begins with this Rambam in Perek. He begins with the Rambam in Perek Dalet Mihilchus Bikurim. We were focused on the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, but the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, says, Hager Mevi Vikore, Shenemar Liavram Av Hamon Goyim Nisaticha. In other words, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah at the beginning of Bikurim in Perek Aleph, which we studied in the fourth Perek of Hilchos Bikurim, and he changes the Psak of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says in Perek Aleph Bikurim, Ein Elu Ein Mevim Vikorin Ager Mevi Vieno Koresh Einu Yochel Omer Sheh Nishpal Avoseinu Lo Seslanu, and yet the Rambam paskins against that Mishnah. And we already saw the Bar Tanur quoting the Tshuva of the Rambam that a ger is mevi v'kori, and he can recite lavoseinu because of Avram Avinu Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha, and therefore the Rambam paskins against the Mishnah. However, how does the Rambam have the ability to paskin against the Mishnah? That the Bar Tanur doesn't bring down, that part of the Tshuva, but the Rambam says that he bases himself on a Yerushalmi. This is not the only time that the Rambam passes like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. The Yerushalmi Bikurim, Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Mevi V'Kore, against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, yet the Rambam prefers to pass like the Yerushalmi, which quotes Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Mevi V'Kore, my Taima, Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. The Rav tells us that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a great difficulty with this Rambam, and we'll see this also in the Mishnah Melech, because on the one hand, you might vacillate back and forth between our Mishnah Bikurim and the Rambam in Perek Daled Milchus Bikurim as to whether or not a ger can say the recite the word Avoseinu. But there seems to be a simple reason why a ger should be excluded from Kriyas HaParsha, and that is because the pasuk says not only Lavoseinu, but Laseis Lanu, meaning our forefathers were part of the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, and that refers to the Shiftei Ka, the male members of the 12 Shvatim. I shouldn't say 12 because Levi is not part of this, but who inherited the land, and it was divided up at the time of Yoshua. The ger could not possibly say Ha'aretz Asher Nasata Li, that God gave me the land, because gerim, or shall we say their ancestors, lo natlu chelik baretz. Misha lo natal chelik baretz eino kore. For example, in Isha, even though she can say Elokei Avoseinu, Asher Nishba Hashem L'Avoseinu, insofar as she's a descendant of the lineage from the Avos, but nevertheless she cannot recite Laseis Lanu because she did not take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So this whole discussion about a ger in terms of Avoseinu seems to be off the mark. It's almost superfluous. If you're asking the question about how a ger could possibly be part of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaParsha in the case of Bikurim, then you should focus on the other part of the pasuk, Laseis Lanu, because the ger could not possibly say that he took a part in Chalukas Aretz. Isha, who can recite Avoseinu, doesn't read the parasha because lo not lechelek ba'aretz. Why should a ger be superior to an Isha? That's the kasha that Rav Moshe was bothered by. Rav Moshe goes on to develop a very sophisticated and complex structure to explain and justify the difference between Isha and ger. And he writes that Hafkas Isha Michalukas Aretz, the situation of a woman with regard to Chalukas Aretz, is unique and it's different than that of Ger. There's a Gzeres HaKasuv that says Ish Lefi Pkudov and Yatsu Noshim. And that refers to the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael Beikro Ubiyisodo, which depends upon Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And women are excluded from the chiyuv of Yerusha v'Yeshiva, meaning of conquering the land of Eretz Yisrael. The ma'isa of Yerusha v'Yeshiva cannot be fulfilled through women. And that's why they don't take a chelik be Eretz Yisrael. That's not the case with a ger. True, a ger did not take a chelik ba'aretz, but the basis for that in the Sifri is a different pasuk. And that is because of Matos Avosam Yincholu. Lishmos Matos Avosam Yincholu, Yatsu Gerim Vavadin. And the chiddush of this drush in the Sifri is that the Tilas Chelik Beretz Yisrael depends upon Schus Yisrael Ba'aretz, based on the halach of Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Bidei Avoseinu. Gerim are not included in the Schus of Eretz Yisrael, Mukzekes Bidei Avoseinu, because they're not Zera Avram Mamish, and therefore they're excluded from the Tilas Chelik Beretz Yisrael. But that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Yerusha and Yeshiva. A ger, even though he is not the lineage of Avram Avinu, and Eretz Yisrael is not Mukzekes Bidei Ager Me'avosav, but nevertheless, he still, at the time of Yerusha and Yeshiva, would be obligated in the mitzvah of conquering the land and settling therein. And the Lashon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is that Gerim lo gare, they're not worse Mishar Yisrael, that is chayvu b'mitzvahs Yerusha v'Yeshiva. And Kibush and Chazaka apply to Gerim in Eretz Yisrael like they apply to any other Jew. They are B'nai Kibush. It's not like the case of an Isha who's a Lav Bas Kibush and she therefore is bumped off, excluded from Yerusha v'Yeshiva. The Gerim would receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael like any other Jew. True, that the Ger was Mufka from the Yerusha Me'avoseinu, the original Yerusha of the Schus, Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Lanu Me'avoseinu, of Lechat Neno Lazarecha, that they don't have part in, because they're not Zera Avraham Avinu. But even though if they're not part of Eretzo Mukzekes Lani Mibav Senu, the issue here is not back at the time of Avram, but at the time of Yerusha and Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, the time of Yoshua. At that moment, a ger has the identical status as Shari Yisrael as far as the mitzvah of Yerusha of the Yeshiva is concerned. So with regard to the halacha of Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha, with regard to recitation of the Nusach of Parash of Tefillah, where we say Avoseinu, there's no question that Avram Avinu is the Av L'chol HaOlam Shenichnasim Tachas HaShechina. Uli Avram, there was a Shvua of Yerusha, and the Gerim are included in that Yerusha, even though they're not included in the original Chazaka. But as far as Kriyas HaParsha, the Rambam paskins that they can read the Parsha, they can recite Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, because of the halacha of Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. And Rav Moshe spends an entire Maimar here to explain the fundamental difference between the Ger and the Isha and the Nafkamina, why Ger could be Mevi for Kore, and he reads the Parsha of Bikurim. What I'd like to do in today's discussion is call your attention to the more, shall we say, profound, or shall we say, Sisrei HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, that would explain this role and status of Avraham Avinu as Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha, and how indeed, in the final psak, which the Rambam gave to this ger, the ger could recite Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. And indeed, the Rambam's psak in Bikurim Perek Daled, that the ger could be made with a kore and recite Asher Haaretz Asher Nishba L'Avoseinu. How does that work? And to understand this structure, I would like to read with you and learn with you. You'll have it about 5 pages from the Sefer of the Ramchal, in this case not Mesilas Yesharim that we usually study together, but Derech Hashem, the more philosophical work of the Ramchal, the Way of Hashem, in this 4th chapter, which is titled Be'inyon Yisrael V'Umas HaOlam. And the Ramchal is going to analyze the difference, the fundamental difference between Klal Yisrael and the other nations of the world. And his introduction is very fascinating. He says that when you look and compare a Jew to a member of any of the other nations, the non-Jewish nations, and you look from the perspective of Teva, of basic human, shall we say, nature, the biology, the characteristics of man, there doesn't seem to be any difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. Hey, Yosam Shavim Be'emes, they are exactly alike. However, where is the difference? Mitzad in Yoni HaTorah, but from the perspective of the Torah, Heim Shonim Shinu Gadol, they are fundamentally different. V'nivdolim, and the Ramchal goes very far, he says that the separation, the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew is Kiminim Mischalfim L'gamri, like different species. And he dedicates this 4th chapter of Derech Hashem to explain in what way are the Jews different, as we say, a different min than all the other nations? And the Ramchal claims that in order to understand this, we have to go back to Adam HaRishon, and specifically to the creation of man before the Chet. What was the situation of man before the Chet? He calls it Matzav Elyon Ma'od. Man is on a very supreme, high level. It's not the man that we're familiar with today. You look at Adam today, and he's a distant resemblance of Adam HaRishon, Kodem L'Chet. He says that this difference between Adam HaRishon, Kodem L'Chet, and Adam as we see it today, can be reflected in Madrega HaNoshis L'Miyad Tzav, if we look at the level of mankind today, and we see that it's nothing like the Madrega Nichbedes Miod. It's nothing like that very high level of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. If we're talking about an excellence of an eternal nature, of a spiritual nature, man today is lacking that Madrega of genuine man. Man today is really a being who, in theory, in pure concept, is Re'uya Lemaila Rama Nitzchis. He really is potentially, shall we say, appropriate for that very, very high eternal level that was the original creation of man, in man's pure form, his excellence. But what happened? Why is man today so different? Why does he fall so shy? He's so rachok, he's so distant from the excellence and that level of man, the high degree of excellence of man before the chet. Everything changed, he says, with chet. Ilu lo haya chote. Had man not sinned, man would have completed himself, perfected himself, and he would have climbed, ascended the ladder to even greater, higher spiritual elevation, to a very lofty level. Because he's capable of doing this, of perfecting himself step by step. Hine, biosa matzava tov, haylo laholi tolados. And as a result, the generations that would be born to man, had he indeed maintained that high level and even higher, is Misbar Mishar Michachmaso. Again, we don't know how many generations exactly the divine decree would have allowed, but all these generations would have enjoyed that perfection on a spiritual elevated level of eternity. The Alpia Mitas Masharoy Lishlemos Anene Bituvo. And all these generations would have shared and inherited the great goodness that Hashem bestowed upon Avram before the Chet. And all generations would have enjoyed this perfection and all the rewards that Hashem would have showered on the people, on mankind. But the Anam, however, told us Elu Shayaroy Laholid, but although man in his original form had the potential of giving birth to all these generations that would be born from Avram Avinu, but nevertheless, Nigzeru Vesharu Milfonov Yisbach Mosharas Padrogos Miuchados Perishiyuben Rashim Vinitfolim Shrashim Vanoshim Vanofim Nimshachim Zach or Zeb Seder Miyuchad Kilonos Van Feyem Umispar Ilonos Mispar Nof Makol Mishor Betachlus Adigduk. So again, if we look at the divine plan in its original form, God would have determined how many generations would be born of Avram, and they would all exist on different levels, but the generations would have been like branches coming out of the roots, and all the generations would stem from earlier generations, share those characteristics. And like branches stemming from a tree, that the branch has the characteristics of the tree, all this would have been on a very, very high level, reflecting the original high level of man. Again, the number of trees, the number of branches, would have been determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Ashkacha Pratid in a very precise way. But Vehine Becheto, after Adam HaRishon sinned, V'yorad Ma'od B'Madrigoso, he falls very very hard, very fast from his original Madrega, the Nichal Boben Achoshech. Now he, in a sense, is enveloped in darkness. Vachirus Shir Gadol. Achirus refers to the gasus, like the coarseness of man's nature. Uklal Minanushi, and this had an impact on the entire species of man. Yorad Mi Madregoso. Now, the branches coming from the roots are going to be on a very low level, degraded level, in comparison to the original height and spiritual greatness of man. Bilti re'uy l'mayla rama nitzchis shes ate lov rishona. And man is no longer fit for the fulfillment of the original divine plan. And now man would have to expect to be on a much lower level. V'lo nishar mizuman u'muchan, man is only designated for madrega p'chusa mimena p'chusas rav. U'b'b'china zos holid tolados pa'olam. This is how man would give birth to generations. Kulam b'madrega shfela zos shezacharnu, all on a much, much lower level. As a result of the fall of man, of Adam HaRishon, the downfall of man, the elevated existence of man is gone, and now the roots are not strong roots. They don't reflect a higher level, and if the branches that come from these roots are b'madrega shfala, in this degraded state, and that's what we're looking at today when we look at man. He writes, though, that despite the kilkul of man, lo chadal mihimatze b'chlal madregos havin anoshi, man is not completely removed from the original madrega, because his shorish amiti, his true genuine roots, are bechinas elyona, reflect a higher level as God had created man. V'lo nidcha adam legamrei, man is not completely excluded and thrown out. Shol yucha loshevil madrega gchrona, aval nimtza befal b'madrega shfalu b'chinas kochanit el madrega elyona. So we look at man in his reality, that's what he is, but he has tremendous potential. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide? And this is the main point of the Ramchal. He says, V'hine nasana adam Baruch Hu, God gives man lifnei atolados haheim shenimtzobos esmanes ha-mechira. He gives man and the descendants of Adam HaRishon a choice situation, freedom of choice. Shishchazku, they can strengthen themselves. Yishtadlu, if they put a great deal of effort, lisalos, they can elevate themselves. Min hamadrega shfala, from the lower state, the degraded state, after the downfall of man through sin, velosim atzmadrega elyona, and to reacquire that original high level. God gives man that choice. But v'niach lehem zman ledavar, he's going to give them a limited amount of time. It's not an open-ended ticket. God would figure out in his divine wisdom what would be the appropriate amount of time to grant man to climb back and re-achieve that original level. Just in a similar way, as we have, each and every one of us, a certain limited amount of time to live on this earth, and to achieve shleimus, and to achieve that high level, so too with regard to the kibbutz of Bnei Adam, with regard to mankind as a whole, God would grant a limited amount of time within which man, through ishtadlus, can recreate that original level, that high level of Adam HaRishon Kodem Lachet. V'hinei rasa achachma el yona heyoso roi, sheze ishtadlus ischalik l'sharshei, Va'anfi. God made a decision that there'll be two periods of time, and time will divide it in half. There'll be sharshi, in other words, an extended period of time for roots, and anfi, a period of time that would follow the period of roots, which would be a period of branches. Everything today here in this Ramchal is about trees. Perish, what does it mean? She'yeh b'tchilas manei shtadlus l'shroshim shebetoldos. There'll be an extended amount of period of time in which man, through his efforts, can establish himself as a root, and roots can be established, and then from these roots would evolve branches. That's the period of time that we're focused on now. Hainu, ki min hanoshi kulo, from all of mankind, the entire human race, hayitzarech adayin, there was a need to Never, even at this time, she kova in yodo karoi. The itakein mina kalkulim would be appropriate for man to rectify those kilkulim, those erosive and destructive damages that took place. Ulefi seder hadraga hayaroi sheyukbu rishona sharsheim v'rasheim shall told us adam lamod b'madregim. If man would succeed, and the descendants of Adam Arishon would rise and elevate themselves to the occasion, to the opportunity to rectify this low level, then they would establish themselves as roots, and as a result, their branches, Yimashchu Tamid Achar Shoresh, will reflect the roots, and they will be on a very high level, because they are the descendants of these roots, as we call them. And how much time does Hashem want to give a period of time that's allotted to create these shroshim? And shemisha yizkei v'chlal adim tzoyim b'olson zmanim shar zeh niftach v'yabiyodom la'gil z'ayinim v'yachin esas v'karoi v'yikovel l'shorish echad tov v'yakar. The Ramchal more or less repeats his main thesis, that this extended period of time be granted to man to create himself as a root, and that those roots would be solid, would be healthy, would be dedicated to Hashem, and overcome and undermine all the kilkulim that have resulted from man's fall. And this is appropriate for man who would recreate the original state of goodness. How much of a time period would God allot for this in His divine wisdom? Adam Arishon Adzman Hafloga, until the Dor Hafloga. Those generations would be allotted and be given the opportunity through their rectification, through their tikkun, to go back to the state of Adam Arishon Kodem Lachet and establish themselves as roots. Vehine Kol Oso Azman Lo Chodlu Tzadikim Dor Shememes L'Rabim Kegon Chanoch Mesushel Shem V'Yever. In each one of those generations, until Zman Afloga, there were, shall we say, lights, individual sparkling lights of great saints and righteous individuals who would teach the truth. And he mentions four of them: Chanoch, Mesushel, Shem V'Yever, Mazhir Mosam, and they would do the Shlichus Vashem and warn the people, castigate them. You have a wonderful opportunity to establish yourselves as roots during this extended period of time. But Kevan Shenismala Sosam Shalabrios, once they got to the point to which man filled his bag with all the sins and the Kilkulim, the Hainab Isman Afloga at the time of Dar Afloga, Shafat Bemidas Mishpo Yisbach Shmo, God came to the decision through his attribute of truth and justice, Heyosa Roishi Gomer Isman Ishtalus Hashroshi, that this would be the period, this would be the termination of the period in which man could possibly rectify and bring himself back to the state of Kodem Achet, Vayakitzam Shel Dvarim, and this would come to an end. It would no longer be a period of roots. Now the roots are permanent, no longer possibility of establishing new roots. That's what happened at the cutoff point at the time of the Dor Afloga. Is Mashikvar Nisgalgel V'niya Ad Eis HaKetzahu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a look, he analyzes mankind, Hishgiach Yisbarach Shmo HaKol B'nei Adam, and he saw Kol HaMadrega Shairosh Yikov V'Anoshim Enk V'Masek V'Ambam B'chines HaShroshim. Man should have done a better job. He did not, shall we say, step up to the plate. His Nigzer Aleim, now the Gzera is Sheyu Motziim Tolodos, that now all they could do is produce these branches, the tolados, kifim hashakar shorish al yoroil shorish v'nitzu kula minim kfuim ba'olam kol echad b'chuka b'tivo k'chol minim. In other words, the descendants of these individuals would be divided up into different groups. Each group has its own characteristics, its own limitations. These were the future generations, and their roots were the generations up to the Dor Afloga. So these branches now, in these different groups, would inherit the characteristics of the roots themselves, and they would be just like the roots. They would basically inherit the characteristics of their forefathers, and therefore, l'fi mishpat ha'elyon, according to the highest judgment of Hashem, ru'uyim lishar b'madrega noshes hashfala, they would have, as it turned out to be, to continue with this degraded level to which Adam HaRishon had reached. They don't have the potential of going above this. It means there's not one single person on the earth that could reach a higher level than what we saw at that extended period of time of Shrashim, of roots. All the branches would reflect the characteristics of the roots. But there was one individual, the Avram Levado, only Avram, he was the exception to the rule. Nivchar b'maisa v'nis'ale, he was chosen at that period of time to establish a root, a tree. Nikvalios Ilan Me'ula v'yokar, he was designated to be a tree that would reflect the highest level of man, embraced by Hashem and beloved Hashem. Kifi Mitzius Hanosh Madrega Eliona, he would reflect the potential of man on the highest level, and therefore Nitan Lo, it was granted to Avraham Avinu Lahotzi Anavav Kifi Chuko, to produce branches, a nation that would possess his characteristics. And at that moment in time, Nischalik Olam L'Shivim Ha'umos, the nations, the mankind was divided into 70 nations, called Achas Mehem Madrega Yidua. Each one would have his level that would reflect the roots of that nation. But nevertheless, Kulam, what's true for all 70 nations, is that they reflected Bechina Neshes B'Shifluso, the level of man and the characteristics of man in a degraded level of Adam Rishon Liachar Achet. But Yisrael, B'Bechina HaSanoshiyut B'Iluyo, but the nation of Israel would reflect the higher level of characteristics that they inherited from Avram Avinu. These are the branches, and Avram Avinu represents the roots, the Shrashim. Is what this means, therefore, is Nistam Shara Shrashim, there is no longer a possibility of creating new Shrashim, and now starts the process of the 70 nations, the generations being born, Hischel HaGilgal Van Hoga Banofim, the branches, Kolech Lufi Inyonu, V'Nimtza Sha'afal Pisha L'chora Nira Inyonenu Ata V'Inyonim Kod Milshova, even though we look at man today, and we think that this is the same as man once upon a time, the answer is that's not so. There was a period of time that was very unique, the age of the roots, the possibility of man to create roots, to go back to the Rishon Kodem L'Chet. That period of time, that potential no longer exists. Man failed to rise to the occasion, seize the opportunity. Now we're in the age of branches, and that is what we're seeing today. However, Meirov Tuva V'Chazdo Yisparach Shmo, God, out of His goodness, His compassion, His love for the people on earth, Gozar V'Nosem Mokma Fil Liadshe Shar Umos, there still is a little bit of a door open for the branches of the other nations, the 70 nations, Pichirosa Maseyem Yakru Atzma Misharsham. Wow. These branches have the ability, each and every one of them, on an individual level, to be oker, to undermine themselves, completely cut themselves off from their roots. The Yichlelu Bianofov Shal Avram Avinu Alav Hashalom, and they could attach themselves to the Anofim of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the great tree with his Anofim, which are Klal Yisrael, and now an individual member of the Shar Umos can cut himself off from his roots, attach himself to a different set of roots. And this is the meaning of God's pronouncement. He established Avram as the father of Gerim. The Amalon, he said to him, And we now see that Avraham Avinu is the blessing for all the families, all the nations of the earth. But that requires, that process requires a great deal of effort. In lo yishtadlu bazeh, yisharu tachas yilaroseyam ashrashim kefi inyono ativi. Now the natural characteristics of man as branches that reflect their shrashim, their roots, far away from Avraham Avinu, man now has to overcome that natural tendency to undermine those natural characteristics by attaching himself, by first detaching himself from his shoresh, his natural root, and attach himself to a new root, which is the Ilan HaGadol of Avraham Avinu. V'tzach she'teidan, you should know, says the Ramchal, that each individual is divided like the descendants of Avram into roots and branches. And in the case of Avram Avinu, he says that the tree was divided up into 600,000 main branches. This is the Shishim Reba of Klal Yisrael. Shem Osam Shiyotzen Tzrayim Anasimem Uma Yisraelis, they are the foundation of the people of Israel. Lahem Nechluka Eretz Yisrael, the land was divided up amongst these 600,000. V'chol Abon Nachreyem Nechshavim Pratim V'toldos Hanofim HaKolim Ha'elim. So you have the roots and the trees. The trees are the 600,000 trees, and now we have the branches of the trees, and the Torah will be given to those 600,000, the Shishim Ribui, and the land will be divided amongst the Shishim Ribui. Every Jew subsequently born is really a descendant of those primary branches. The primary branches of the Shishim Ribui are those that received the Torah. And that tree attained its maturity. He says, Li'ela nitna Torah v'az nikra sha'amad ha'ilan zeh al pirko. These trees, the Shishim Ribui, reached maturity. The Ulam, but nevertheless emphasized the Chesed Gadol Sha'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu im Kol Ha'umos. At the time of Matan Torah, when the Jewish people would go back to the state of Adam Rishon Kodem Lachet, Hichzir Satorah Al Kulam, God knocked on the door, so to speak, of all the nations of the world. Shikablu, would you receive the Torah? They were given another opportunity, such as the opportunity that existed from Adam Rishon until Dor HaFlaga, namely, to receive the Torah, for Yadayin Efshalem Shis Alu Mimadregosav Ashfela. They had another golden opportunity at that moment, when the Torah was being given, to receive the Torah and to rise and be inspired to achieve the level, the high level, and to uproot themselves from the Madrega Hashfela, from the low downgraded level. But lo ratzu, they did not. Once again, they failed. Just as they failed during those generations of roots, they failed at the generation of the Torah. And therefore, nigmar dinam legamrei nistam ashar bifneim sisum shein lo psicha. Now the nations of the world are set in their ways. They are going to produce those anofim that reflect the madrega shfela. However, says Ramchal again, ach zeh nisha lechol ish ve'ish. However, on an individual level, the door was left open. The potential is there. Min hanof bratema of the individual branches. She is gayer biatzmo v'kones b'bchiroso tachas ilono shel Avraham Avinu. He could graft himself on, so to speak, to the tree of Avraham Avinu. This is the power of Avraham Avinu to be the Av Hamon Goyim. And if we turn back to the Mishnah that we started with, and to the Shitas HaRambam, that we pass like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, we now begin to understand how the Ger can recite Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. He is now a branch that attached himself to the Ilan HaGadol of Avraham Avinu. And now he is no different than any other member of Klal Yisrael, who are the branches that came from the Shishim Ribui, that came from the Ilan HaGadol of Avraham Avinu. And therefore we could say that Avraham Avinu represents the, in a sense, hope or optimism for the world to reestablish themselves and create that level, that high level of Adam HaRishon Kodem L'Chet. Our shir was focused on the Ramchal who lived many centuries ago. I'd like to fast forward in history and end the shir with a presentation of Rav Elio Lapyan, one of the great Bali Musar of the previous generation. And I think he sheds a light on the status of Klal Yisrael, and of course Avraham Avinu, that I think fits in very beautifully with the words of the Ramchal that we saw from Derech Hashem. And this you'll find in the Sefer Lev Elio in the third Chelek. And he has here a presentation based on the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara records, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Biolam. You as a nation are unique, and you made me into one entity in this world. Chativa achas. Vani eselschem chativa achas bolam. And you now become a unique, separate entity in the world. Atem asisuni chativa achas bolam shenemar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ani eselschem chativa achas bolam shenemar, umi kiyamcha Yisrael goy echad baretz. Says Rav Lipyan, Dover Nifla v'kavona muka b'divrei chazal elu. If we analyze this statement of the Gemara and the Agadot in Brachos Davav, we will see something very deep, very profound. It's below the surface. We have to dig a little deeper, but we'll see something amazing. He says, let's understand what it means, Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. Ma haya otzem halimud shel achdus Hashem shel limed Avraham Avinu es kol olam. He goes back to the teachings of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu established achdus Hashem, and the Rambam in his introduction to Hilchos Avodah Zarah says that the Amim HaKedumim, the earlier nations, Ayutoim umasim es olam, they made mistakes. And they caused others, Bayolam, Imaim, they brought down the others to make a mistake, and they worshipped idols. Ubitahom shel barus v'shiflus ha'isashkuak, a man was in this low, downgraded state of barus, of ignorance, of darkness. And this is the state that the Ramchal was describing of the shiflus ha'adam. Ad shebo am Yisrael v'ischil olami v'chol olam es achdus Hashem, beginning with Avraham Avinu and passing it on to his children, his descendants, to teach and preach to the world achdus Hashem, the oneness of God, the unity of God. Yesh rak bori echad, is one creator, rak sholet echad bolam, one sovereign ruler over the universe, for who ayotzer, he created the world, v'amanig, and he has control over the world, shall call a kochos of all the other powers. Don't attribute any powers to the stars and the celestial spheres and the constellations, the kochav mazolos. Sheba Aron, these were all created by God. Litoela saw them shetil efsharut shel bechira, so that man is endowed with freedom of choice. And this is the purpose of the creation of all these phenomena in nature. Livchar b'derech hachayim, man is called upon, u'bachar to b'chayim, to choose the right path. B'toch his tavchus shel kochos harav tov, in this maze in which both powers of evil and good combine and tempt man and try to trip up man. Habore hu kolil hashlomas hatov. The Creator is the final ultimate perfection in good. Nela mikol asogas kol nivru, we cannot conceive and grasp him. Mufshat hu, he is abstract, betachus afshata, ein shum nivru yediya tfisa les asar ponim. Man doesn't have the ability, insofar as he's a created limited being, to know God, to be tofes machshavto, even kol shubimahu, so we can't even understand the smallest amount of his essence. The limto shum dover nivra shebashmayim baritz, face a dimyon kolshi, nothing in this universe from the heavens or the earth has any sort of comparison to him, to God. Not even a babua shall babua, a reflection of a reflection, daka of a kolshu shall dimyon, la'borei yisbarach hu echad v'yein sheni l'hamshalach bira. This is the Taurus Achtus that Avram taught, and Am Yisrael picked it up, and they taught it to others, trying as hard as they could to be the light amongst the nations and teach the nations the Yichud of Hashem Yisbarach, that nothing on this earth even faintly resembles or remotely resembles God, who is the perfect God, who is not in any way physical. Nothing that we see in this universe is similar to God. Says Rav Lapyan, V'ata Nizbonei Nodavim Nut. Now let's come swing back to the Gemara in Brachos. The Kaviyachol Ke'achduso Shel Aborei L'Gabi Anivraim. Just like if we compare the unity and the singularity of God, his unique nature, to the Brahim, to the Nivraim, to those creatures that live on this earth, and there's no merchak, there's no way of describing that distance. Kain hu achduso shel Am Yisrael l'gabi Amim. So too is the unique nature of Klal Yisrael vis-a-vis the Amim. There's a parallel comparison or distance. Just like God is so distant from the world, from the created world, in his very essence, so too Am Yisrael is so distant from the other nations in their nature, in their singular essence. V'zeu dover haflei v'fela demerchak ha'evdil ben Yisrael l'goyim hu mamish b'domo l'merchak ha'evdil shal ha'borei l'nivroyim. And that's what Chazal mean when they say atem asisuni chativa achas b'yolam ani aseh utchem chativa achas b'yolam. That Am Yisrael is miyuchad, is mufshat, b'tachlus hafshat l'gabi umos. It's like we are completely abstract, you know, in the extreme abstraction, the tachlus of hafshata in comparison to the umos ha'olam. The umos ha'olam, as we said before, represent the shiflus Adam, whereas Klal Yisrael represents the Madrega Eliona Sheba Adam. We are a chativa achas bein ha'amim ba'olam hazeh. And therefore, if you take a look in the Kuzari, says Rav Lapyan, of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, he says that chalukas chachvei ha'teva shechalku esolam rak la'arba sugemein inachona, that the science, the wisdom of science that separates and reduces all of the universe into four different types, four different levels. One is domeim, two is someach, and three is chai, and four is medaber. Says Rabbi Yehuda Levi the Great Rishon, that's a mistake. There is a fifth category, and that's Am Yisrael. Ein Am Yisrael min miyuchad miminei amedaber. Don't think that the fourth section, the fourth department, which is called medaber, that means man who's endowed with intelligence can speak, that is, you know, amongst the various types of medaberim, Klal Yisrael is just a subcategory, a subset of medaber. No, that's not so, says Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Elahu, but rather the Jew is a sug miyuchad, chativa miyuchedes. Ein lo shum shaychus v'shtavus, he has no similarity to the other medabrim. V'shuv magash el shituf kolshu im ha'umas ha'olam. He has no overlap or partnership, common denominator with the nations of the world. Am echad v'yein sheni. You know, it's not that there are 71 nations. There's 70 nations and there's one nation. And that's the Chativa Achas. And that Chativa Achas has no comparison to the Sheva Umos. It's like oil and water. You know, they don't mix at all. And we should say that man is a Medaber, but Klal Yisrael is a unique entity. Klal Yisrael has no Shituf Kol Shehu im Umas Olam, just like HaKadosh Baruch has no sheet of Kol Shehu in the Nivraim, so too by parallel, Klal Yisrael as the separate nation has no sheet of in the Amin. But just to swing back to the Ramchal, however, God in his chesed, in his compassion, allowed every single non-Jew the possibility of a branch that could be cut off from its roots and be grafted onto the great tree of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, who taught the world the Achdus Hashem and established the nation of Achdus Hashem. Avraham Avinu is the Ilan HaGadol, the tree that brings us back to the Madrega of what Adam Arisa was right to be in his original creation, in the program, in the scheme of God, the divine scheme and plan. Now, the Ger has the possibility of attaching himself to that tree, to that Ilan HaGadol. And he can recite Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. And we bless the Gerim, those Geri Tzedek, who have attached themselves to the Av Hamon Goyim, to Avraham Avinu, the great tree, and they now can recite Elokei Avoseinu. They bring Kiddush Shem Shamayim. We are proud of them, incredibly proud of them. We stand in awe of them. They became part of the Chativa Achas Pa'olam, the unique people who have no Shituf Kolshu im Amuras Olam im Am Yisrael. Kain Yivarchu, they should be blessed. As Avraham Avinu was the source of blessing, they should bring, shall we say, pride and joy, nachas ruach, to the peoples of Israel, to the nation, and the individuals of Israel. Kei yiratzon. Amen.